Yeah, there you go. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. What's up, early risers? 5 a.m. club. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters right there. Friday, middle of July, almost. Well, it's just before the middle of July. I'm not going to push it. You know, I'm going to make this summer the longest. I know, right? Well, it's July 10th, and here we are. It's going to start off a little cloudy. Then it should burn off and clear up and be some sunshiny skies later. Coolest day of the week is going to be 80, which is today.
Oh, geez. When you were going to say cool, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
My friend's inviting us over for a little lunch and then dip in the pool.
Which you will not do.
Nope, I am not. So I am the girl just sitting by the pool. Maybe I'll put my feet in while they're all swimming.
Does it still go back to the one your sister tried to drown you in a puddle?
I don't know. You know what? I really don't know. Maybe.
Is it body image? Is it like you can't swim? Is it germs? What is it? Like,
I'm
what's wrong about
sure.
a pool? You just can't go in it. I'm like, what?
I really don't know. Maybe it's all of that. I don't know.
How?
I don't know. Maybe I was traumatized from Greece Athena swim class and swimming, like in school. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyhow, is there anyone else
that just can't?
It just doesn't like it. Just doesn't like pools. Doesn't like going to pools. When there's a pool party, you're sitting on the ledge, dangling your feet, and that even pains you.
Well, I get not going underwater because you don't want to get your hair wet, right? I get that. My wife does that. But, like, there's a pool we're in.
Yeah, no. I wonder if, because I've yet to meet anyone that when I tell them, yeah, I'm not really a pool person, thinking that they'll be like, oh, okay. They're always like, what? Like you. Like, what is it? That's weird. So I don't know if anyone in the 5 a.m. club is like, you know, are any of you not pool people?
There's got to be something there that is a trigger for you. Is it a sickness? No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, do you feel sick? Does it skeeve you out, or are you afraid? What emotion does it pull out of you?
I mean, clearly, yes, the public pools at a hotel skeeve me out when there's a bunch of people
in
the pool.
Okay, but that's not your friend's pool, right?
Okay, the friend's pool, then I'm not. I do have this thing where I don't know what to wear. Maybe it's a little bit of body image because you don't want to. Do you want to?
What?
Do you want to come out in a bikini? Do you wear a one piece? What do you wear? Yeah, maybe it is a little bit of that, too.
You have to have bathing suits. And then you have to have, like, you know, like the wraps and stuff. You can just go out with a suit and a wrap.
What kind of suit am I wearing, though? Am I showing up at a
postage stamp thong, right. Postage stamp thong.
I don't know. I know it's not that big of a deal. And who cares? You're shouting out loud. Who cares? I know, but it gets in my head where that's the first hurdle. Which bathing suit am I wearing?
Is it because you think all the other women there are going to have a better looking body than yours?
I'm not sure. I don't know because I don't know. Because I wonder, maybe it is. I'm wondering like what. Well, maybe it is a judgment of the body. And like, because you never really know what you look like. Like, you see the mirror. But sometimes when I look in the mirror and then I see like videos that we post on social or when we do our TV segment, I'm like, that's not what I thought I looked like when I left the house. Like, it looks different somehow.
I mean, you're a petite thing. It's not like you have some aggressive features on you. How's that for being politically correct?
I like that. Aggressive features. Yeah, I'm not sure about my aggressive
features.
Nothing
that sticks out, except that sixth toe. But, like, besides that...
That's another thing. I got to take off my shoes and socks. I don't like being barefoot. If you drop me in a place where nobody knows me, like absolutely nobody,
right?
Then I'm fine, because then nobody knows me.
But if somebody knows you and you have your shoes off,
I was wondering what you were doing over there. That's what you were looking for. Okay,
that's my favorite hook. All right, it's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. If you are up in the 5 o'clock hour and your first caller through, we'd love to talk to you. 818-289-9, see what you're up to, okay?
98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah. Friday morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Spaziano and Sandy here. And Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. And a gray start, sunny finish, 80 degrees today. Yesterday, I got a glimpse at the evil underbelly of film and TV production.
Oh. Oh.
But it's like a lot
what
of people.
What does that mean?
Okay, so as you know, my wife got into with a girlfriend, like said, come on, let's go try out for that Buffalo Bills Hallmark movie where you get to sit in the crowd. Of course, there was no tryout. They just needed bodies, right?
Did you ever see her in the crowd, by the way?
Nope.
Did you watch
the We watched the whole thing, never saw her in the crowd. But she got an experience, and then it got her into like looking into doing stuff. And I guess around here, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse is a hotbed of production for TV and movies. Oh. Especially Buffalo. People are coming in from LA, Atlanta, New York City to
really?
Do. Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you mean, all the time? I always thought it was just like, you know, I mean, like, I know Mario Lopez is in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that movie that we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
that TV show. It's not a movie.
The TV show Abilene is filming in Rochester, and they were at the Lakeside Diner on Route 104 yesterday. My wife got called to say, hey, can you be a background person? When you're a BG, they call it. When you're a background person, you wait, and they call you if they need a body, and you've got the right look. Then they call you in, they sit you down, they have you, like, sit there and mime to somebody else like you're pretending not talking to them. It's wild. When you see anything on television, anything in the movies that doesn't include the actual main character themselves, those are all people walking down the street, people walking past the camera. It's they need bodies. And like what a lot of times it just doesn't pay. It doesn't pay any money, but it's just for the experience. So she
just to say, hey, I was in that movie.
Yeah, I was in a TV show. I was in a movie, you know, that kind of thing. And so she got called to do that, and a bunch of other people, a couple of Buzz listeners she met there, too. Remember we're talking about if you go to Two Sue's Casting on Facebook, you can click on the Google link sheet, and it tells you all the days they're filming and what kind of people they need, crowd scenes or whatever. And a lot of
how
it is unpaid.
How did she figure out they were Buzz people? Did they recognize her?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, and you know, a lot of them, like including my wife, didn't get picked, but they had to wait all day for it. You know, you wait for the call, and you know, they had and because the diner was so small, they were told to just wait in the cars, keep the air conditioning on. So, luckily, she has a work from anywhere situation, so she was doing her thing all day.
Oh, okay.
That's got to be tough, but like when it was time to call the scene and whatever, doesn't, you know, it's time to go. You know, there's disappointment there because you're like, man, I waited all day for nothing.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you got. That's that evil underbelly that you got to put up with in order to get your feet in the door.
Maybe if I was younger, I would be totally all about that. And it didn't matter. Whatever. So I didn't make it in. Whatever. As I get older, I don't know if I would do. Would I do that? Because it is. It sets you up for excitement and then drops you.
Yeah, right. But then they call you back. They're like, hey, here's another possible unpaid part tomorrow if you want to be there. And you're like, oh, but like if you push through it, you'll get in, you know?
Yeah, and then there's those moments, right? It's
there's also a moment where my wife said she, you know, they had a whole bunch of unpaid, you know, background people. And a couple of them got picked to not only be on camera, but to get paid. So you never know.
Oh.
You make a couple hundred bucks, you know, for the day there. But
so there's still, cool. You can still...
Yeah, they're still filming.
Like, get in?
Yeah. You can go to Two Sue's Casting. It's a TV show called Abilene. It was picked up for a season. There's a pilot on YouTube, Abilene. It's family-friendly. And it's open to young and old.
So we have to figure out a way where we can do just an intimate... And I don't know if it's even possible, but in my mind, I think it would be so cool if it's like just a small group of us, BuzzFam.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all together and we get in, whether, you know...
It would be awesome,
We would have to get a non-paid gig, but just to have that, like...
There we
are. I don't know. I think that would be cool.
Well, one of the episodes that's filming in a couple weeks is going to be right here in this studio. Remember how we brought Nicolette in last... on Tuesday, and where you are sitting are going to be on the TV show. Like the Buzz studio is going to be on the TV show.
Well, do they need like, I don't know. Well, can we make it like a live audience Thursday on their show? Where we're the audience?
No.
Could we if come you and watch? Just observe?
No. If you wrote us, dude, you should see. I was on the set last Saturday. I don't remember what it was. Out in Ontario County. And there's got to be 60, 70 people running around that aren't even on camera. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
How about if we all, like all of us, just stand outside the window and we look inside the window? But then it'll look like it's such a Like, you know how Good Morning America has that, where there's a crowd in Times Square looking at them.
You want to do it for 10 hours? It'd be fine. It's coming up on 614 on 98.9 The Buzz. Okay, again, if you're interested in just, you know, dipping your toe in and seeing what it's like, and it could work or not, I mean, it's called the TV show Abilene. You can go to Two Sue's Casting, two T, like T-W-O, like there's two ladies named Sue on Facebook. And check out the Google sheet and find out when they're taping.
Okay, cool. Right. So coming up in about 10 minutes, something you can practice today when you're bored at work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you beat the world record?
And you can practice it at work?
You could practice it at work when you're bored.
Awesome. Okay, we got that coming up in just a few. Again, 80 degrees and sun by the end of the day.
Spazano and Sandy.
Yeah, you know, it's probably something you do every day. And you don't even realize that you could be setting a world record at it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, wait a minute. Huh. If you are, wait, let me think about this for one second. If you're an accountant, you're probably setting the world record. You don't even
realize it. Mm.
What's another profession and you probably are setting this world record at work and you don't even realize it?
I have three of them that IT. I work with every day.
Oh, IT people.
IT, you, sure.
Yeah. IT people, you probably are setting this record. So, new record to beat. Ready? When you're bored at work today,
mm-hmm.
wherever work means, in the office or at home, the world record for the most mouse clicks in 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds.
This is the world record right here. Cannot pronounce his name, but this dude got it. 750 mouse clicks in 1 minute.
What the heck?
Wait, listen to the crowd. Hold on a second. Listen to the crowd. It's probably like two people. Listen to the crowd of people watching this.
Right? They're like golf clap.
There's more mouse clicks than there are people watching. Okay.
750.
750. A minute. So, let me see how fast I can click my mouse.
I will blow up the radio station if I click this mouse too much.
Well, yeah, what mouse could you click?
I've got three mice that I use. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors.
Can you take the battery out of one of your mice? So then when you click it, it doesn't...
Yeah, here. Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm going to take the battery out of mine. You take the battery out of yours.
I might sign us off of our thing, but...
Oh. Okay, go. Ready? I'm going to time you.
You can't hear it?
I can hear it.
Oh, okay.
I can absolutely hear it.
We're not doing this for 60 seconds, are we? And how can we count this many?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to try to count.
Sandy loves to think out logistics. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to count your mouse clicks. I'm going to set the timer now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We're doing this for 60 seconds. Are you kidding me? No.
Come on, I'm trying to count. Okay, fine. You're a quick mouse clicker. Why don't you ever commit to anything? Yeah, 60 seconds. Do you got something better to say than a mouse click?
What do you get for having the most mouse clicks?
I don't know. I'm trying to even see. Doesn't that give you carpal tunnel in your fingers?
And don't you have to pay to get your world record recorded?
Wait, how did you do it? Wait. I used one finger.
Okay.
Just one finger? Did you move your hand up and down or just that finger went up and down?
Just a finger.
Oh. What kind of mouse clicker are you? Sometimes I use my ring finger. I switch fingers because I'm nervous my pointer finger is going to get messed up because I always click the mouse. We are like hurting ourselves with the routine things that we do every day.
Yeah. I don't know. Right? I never use a different finger except my pointer.
And look at your pointer. Does it look different than the others? Does it work differently than the others?
No.
If you're a dentist, I hear you guys get, like, after so many years in the career, you guys get issues with carpal tunnel because of the repetitive.
Yeah.
The repetitive motion.
Yeah.
Think about, what do you do? What on your job gives you bad repetitive motion where you're like terrified?
Well, my mom caught me once. My mom caught me once. She's like, stop it. You're going to get carpal tunnel.
I was just waiting for
that. You knew it was coming.
That joke, actually.
It's pretty funny. Forget the going blind part.
I know you did update that joke, and I think I like it. I like the update.
Stop it. You're going to get carpal tunnel.
Anyway, well, congrats.
I already paid for your father's surgery.
All right. Coming up on 6:32 on 99 The Buzz. There's the world record in mouse clicks. 750 in 60 seconds, man.
There you go. Okay. And next time you do that, you'll think of Scott's joke.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Okay. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're testing out a new thing on the show, which I think we're having a lot of fun with. It's called the Spezzano and Sandy 30-second pitch. You got 30 seconds on the clock to pitch your gripe. Today, his pitch to his wife, he wants her to hire his ex.
Wow. See how that comes out next.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. Clap for yourself.
Yay!
Now, every week, someone from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Waters, right here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nobody's applauding, but thank you.
Yeah, because you're like the dark wizardress of this thing. And then our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams in the house.
Hey, what's up?
Well, today we got Brian on from Victor. Brian, you there, man?
I'm here.
Hi. He sounds dreaded.
I know. Brian. Okay.
He's like, I'm kind of dreadful on this right now.
What are you pitching today?
All right. So I ran into my ex, and we've been texting a little since then.
Right.
You've been texting your ex? What's
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. But end, nay.
Yeah, no. But you see, he and his wife are selling their house, and his ex is, she's like a really good real estate broker, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So she's the best in her field. So, I mean, you know, I want to become a real estate agent.
Yeah.
You want your ex,
yes,
who you're texting, and your wife doesn't know you're texting her, to be your real estate agent? Is she also a divorce lawyer?
No, hold on.
Okay. Were you married to her?
Oh.
No.
Long relationship or quick relationship?
A couple years.
Okay.
Couple years. Okay.
Okay, you will have 30 seconds on the clock.
He already sounds defeated.
Right, no, stop. He's going to try it. Ready? Go.
Okay, here's what I want to say to Janelle. Babe, I know this sounds bad, so I'm just going to say it. Yes, she's a real estate agent, and yes, she's also my ex. But that is exactly why I'm telling you now. Not because it's happening, because nothing is happening. And I don't want the witness to come for me hiding it. She knows the market, she knows the neighborhood, and professionally, she's really good at this. I'm not asking you to ignore the past, I'm asking you to judge what happened now. And right now, this is business. My wife, she's selling the house.
Yeah, good job, good job.
Man. It was really hard. I don't know about you, Brandon, but it was really hard to listen to the pitch without bias.
Oh, man.
Can you tell me that first line in your pitch again?
Babe, I know this sounds bad.
Right there. Yeah, you lost me.
Don't start with it sounds bad, because then in their mind it's already bad.
Right.
You got to start with the positive. Mike, I just have one question for you. Do you want to stay married?
Of course.
Nay. This pitch is a nay.
I say nay too. I'm sorry.
You just held up yay, by the way.
I meant nay.
Okay,
nay,
there
nay.
You go.
I'm sorry, Brian, but there's a million real estate agents out there. I am so sorry. I would be so livid if my husband's ex is making bank off the sale of my house, and I have to pay. She's pretty much paying.
She's still getting some sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife is paying her? No. No, no, no. No. There's plenty of them. There's plenty of them. I'll sell her house
hey,
for her.
Was she the best in bed?
Check it. Wow. Check it.
Brian, rework it, okay?
No, kill it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Scotty and I will sell your house. No problem.
Thanks, Brian. Bye. Wow. You'll get a chance to give us your 30-second pitch, find out if you pass the judge's test right here on Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I can't believe I laughed at your joke. That was not funny. That was not a funny joke.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, hello, what you doing? Hey, Friday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy.
I am Scott Spazano. There's Sandy Waters. I guess now we're 28 years together.
Well, we had a little... we thought it was 27, and then Paulina came in yesterday, which has now been nicknamed King Wiggles.
Yep.
She said, I've been listening for 28 years. And we're like, oh, I guess it's 28 years.
Lose count. I don't know. Anyway, well, hey, thanks for joining us. So what's going on with the nurses here?
Well, are females just better at being a nurse?
Hmm.
Do you have a nurse in your life? Are they male or female? St. John Fisher had its annual nurse camp, and I think this is their fourth year trying to do this, and it's a week-long camp, but it's for high school students, sophomore year and junior year. And it's great. They're like, hey, if you kids are interested in health and medicine, be a part of this camp, and we're going to show you what it looks like to have this career, which I think every field should do that.
Yeah, you got to be able to dip your toe in it, see if you like it.
I love this idea. Yeah. So the camp continues to grow. 47 students participated this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking through the pictures. And now, of course, the pictures that you see on social media and the news stations, they're not going to capture every single student of the 47. Mm-hmm. But all the pictures that I saw, there were only girl students.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, is this still a female-dominated profession?
Does this surprise you at all? It's weird. The word nurse is a very feminine-sounding word.
Oh, wow.
Or is it because we associate that word with the person being that word?
Goodness,
I
never thought of that.
Is it a feminine word? Is it a feminine word? I've met two male nurses. And I'm like, sorry, hey, man, what do you do? Yeah, I'm a nurse. And I'm like, for a nanosecond, I'm like, oh, okay, yes.
Oh, my God, this was the movie, my favorite movie of all time, Meet the Parents. This was part of the movie.
Right. What's his name?
Are you a nurse? Yeah. Are you, what do you do? I'm a nurse. So you studying to be a doctor? Or no, I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse. This is it. This is what I wanted. Do you? Okay. To the guys.
Yeah.
Out there,
right.
Listening. If you're listening right now, do you think nurse is a female word?
It's weird. I see nothing wrong with that. I think when either, I don't remember. I've only been in the hospital a couple of times, but I've been in hospitals a bunch of times. And there was one male nurse, and he was like cool and jovial, and he had a different air about him than he was caring and got everything done. But it was in his way, whereas in a nurse or a nursing assistant or whatever PA, there's a different vibe. There's a caring way there, but it was more buddy buddy than it was mothering.
Ah, is that what you need though when you're in the hospital? You want mothering?
I don't know.
This is such a wild role reversal conversation we're having right now. Because it's usually the other way around, right? We usually talk about the male-dominated fields and what it feels like to be the only woman in the room. Mm-hmm. Like the woman who called up the other day for Jerker Justified. She's a construction worker.
Right.
And she has to, when she needs to go to the bathroom.
Just pop a squat.
Now this is like on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Do you feel weird being the only man in a female-dominated dominated field?
This isn't something you just like happen into. This is something you work toward as a male.
Do you
right?
Do you see it that you're the only woman or male in the field? Because growing up, this radio has been a male dominated field, and it was always just one woman on a show of when back in the day when they had more people on a show.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it was always two guys, one woman. That was that. That was the signature show. That's the look of a show.
It doesn't work anymore.
And the woman was the, you know, whatever. I never realized I was the only woman in. I mean, did I? Well, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
You know what I've noticed lately, which has changed demographically, is news. There's a lot more women anchoring newscasts.
Sports.
Sports, yeah, very much so.
And what like surprises me, and I always wonder that, and it's horrible for me. I feel guilty wondering this, but when I see, like, for example, the World Cup, mm-hmm. it's the woman anchor mm-hmm. taking the lead with three guys
mm-hmm.
or two guys.
Yeah.
Still, she's the outnumbered one, but she's taking command of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, like, first, are they putting her in that role just to say, oh, don't worry, we're equal opportunity here? Do men watching even notice it?
At first, probably, but then it just becomes normal. Just like you're watching, you know, two out of three female anchors are female. Like, Good Morning America this morning. It's Michael Strahan and Robin and then another.
It's
It's just, you know. It should be
something we don't even look at. It should be a no big deal. It's whoever's good for the job should get the job.
Sure.
But for some reason, female nurses, they dominate. In Rochester,
mm-hmm.
okay, so they say there's about 12,340 registered nurses employed here in Rochester.
Wow.
Female RNs, about 10,500.
Uh-huh.
Male RNs right here in Rochester,
uh-huh.
about 1,500.
Yeah, sure.
A big disparity,
or not? I mean, I don't know, doesn't matter to me.
So
again,
if you ever go to the hospital,
the role,
next time you go to the hospital and you see a male nurse, just tell them, thank you. Cheers to you.
Hey, Jerker Justified is coming up, but before I want to ask you a little bit. Do you remember that? What was it earlier this week about the, you know, like taking the gift card when they say they sent it, but you never got it and asked for another one? Did you ever get it?
No, I still haven't got it in the mail. I'm going to have to call on Monday because the verdict was I'm justified to ask them for another gift card.
Oh, longer you wait.
Listen, I'm going to tell him on Monday. I'm going to be like, listen, dude, I didn't get it. And I want it. Because my husband and I don't go out to eat often because I'm too cheap. So if you're footing the bill, he's going to be excited.
98.9 The Buzz. It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, right here on 98.9 The Buzz, where you're picking up the phone, you're calling, and you're voting, 818-2899. Simple, either or.
Yeah, yeah. Yo. And you can play along and try to predict the outcome. I wonder if anybody has actually predicted it correct every single day this week. Let us know. But today, Jerker Justified, should restaurants fine parents for misbehaving kids? This took off yesterday. Did it hit your algorithm too? So there's a Bay Area restaurant where they're fining parents when their kids don't behave. Chinese restaurant in Foster City, California.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is, just south of San Francisco, I guess. I've never been there. But anyhow, parents are expected to keep children seated and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
The sign on the door says, running around, shouting, banging utensils, and treating the restaurant like, quote, a playground are prohibited. So if a child damages the restaurant property because of their reckless behavior, the parents are financially responsible.
Really?
Yeah.
Damage the property. I've never seen a kid ruin a restaurant.
I know. Like, this is pretty extreme. Okay,
yeah.
I get it sounds dramatic.
Uh-huh.
Running around shouting, banging on utensils. What do you mean? Like a fork? What utensils are we banging on?
You know.
Just little, like, banging. You can't really bang a fork, can you?
Yeah, you just smack it on the
table,
make
noise. I guess you can.
Babies like to do this. You know, babies.
Oh, that's true.
Plunky, plunky stuff.
Oh, come on. Don't fine the parents because their little mooch is ripping open sugar packets. Because that's probably part of it, too, right?
Don't give them sugar packets. I don't know. Is it fine? Yeah, to have a restaurant, you know, at least they're putting it up ahead of time, saying, "Yo, okay, here's the deal. These are the parameters. If you break them, you're going to get fined."
We're a family-friendly restaurant. However, we are not a playground.
Hi, the boss. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
Jerk.
Makes me not want to go.
No, I don't want to go.
Actually, he doesn't want you there if you're going to bring your kids, pretty much. I do see the side of it that there are some times where kids are just, like, they, I don't want to say horrible, because they're just fidgety waiting.
Yeah.
Like, there was a long stretch of time where we just didn't go out to eat because my kids just wouldn't sit still and behave, and I know that I'm annoying the table next to us.
Mm-hmm. So how do you set a fine? How do you define, you know, where, you know, what's the line that you have to cross? How much is that? To me, again, it's a jerk move because it puts on an air of we don't want you. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to your competitor. And number two, what is the fine going to be? Post that. $25 if your kid's a jerk.
Well, I guess it depends on what your kid did. So if your kid, like, you know how sometimes kids would just carve in the table? He said, if any kid carves into our tables, I don't remember what it was, $100 or something.
Oh, wow.
And then if the kid, like, it.
So they itemized it.
Yeah, they did.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Even more of a jerk, right?
I guess these people that own the restaurant have never been in the school cafeteria.
I got it. Like that.
Oh, my God.
Good one.
This owner would go crazy.
I know, right?
He would make it. He would make it out alive.
No, you should see what I see in that cafeteria. It's unbelievable. Trays are going upside down because they didn't want what the cafeteria people put on it.
What?
And they'll roll it.
Are you allowed to switch? Are you in?
Are you allowed to take the tray and smack them upside the head with it?
Oh, my God.
No, we can't. Scott, we can't touch the children.
I know.
I think that was a joke.
I had teacher friends. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was a joke or something that happened in the 70s.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, I just want to say I miss you guys. It's Heidi.
Heidi,
oh,
yeah.
Heidi.
Don't miss us. Make sure you listen to us.
Oh, Heidi, give a hug to your family.
We're always here for you, okay? Honey. All right.
Okay,
bye.
Love you guys.
Bye. You can always hit us up on the free Odyssey app where you can leave like a voice message.
Yeah, I think I'm putting my tally under justified, actually.
Oh, now come on. Really?
I am. Because you have to be aware if you have that kid. I get it. Kids are, you know, I used to judge kids' behaviors and parenting before I had kids. Then I had kids and I'm like, aha, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that your kid doesn't behave well in a restaurant, then don't go to the restaurant.
It depends on their mood, though. You never know what you get with
the
kids.
The restaurant owner can't keep covering the cost of your misbehaving kid.
It's not that. Hello, the buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Well, my husband and I were in a Greek restaurant, and we watched a little boy lick the top of all of the salt shakers in the area we were sitting in. The parents did nothing.
My husband
finally picked up all the salt shakers and took them to the lady that sat us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the child was the owner's child.
Oh, look, okay, so they're allowed to do that.
Oh my God, wait a minute. My eyes are watering. How often does that happen? And we are using those salt shakers because the people who work there don't think to wipe down the salt shakers.
Bring your own salt.
Oh, my God, I'm going to vomit.
we didn't go back.
So are you putting your tally under jerk or justified?
Well, I don't know if I could charge somebody for a table, but at the same time, I would not let my kids do something like that. So I'm going to say justified.
Okay, you just tied it up.
Justified to charge a fine for unruly kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're doing damage, the parents aren't paying attention. They need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're not your babysitters. You. Restaurant people are not your babysitters.
I've been to a million restaurants. I've never seen, I've seen kids be fidgety and fussy, but I've never been seen, like, you know, lighting aisles on fire and being crazy and sawing into, like, tables and stuff like that. I've never seen that.
I haven't either, but I have seen, like, little scratch. Like, they take the fork and they scratch the table. That has to do a little bit of damage, depending on what kind of table. I have seen kids running around. Not reckless, but disruptive.
Buzz, this is tiebreaker, right? Hi, Buzz.
This is the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
I say jerks and he says justified. How are you?
I'm well. Okay. I say justified.
Justified!
Oh, my God!
I have three children. Yes. And my oldest daughter was out at a McDonald's with one of her friends and her friend's family, and her friend, you know, dumped the ketchup all over the table. And my daughter's like, all right, well, you know, ask for a cleaning rag and clean it up. It's not their responsibility to clean that up when you're being an idiot. So
yes,
no, no,
not only this
let
is
your kids
such
do this stuff.
Okay,
this is such a big deal that you called in, and I appreciate you and love you so much, because not only did I win today's trial, but for the week I won. I won.
Sandy won for the week.
I won.
Yes,
the matter is
justified.
Justified. Justified. Justified. Justified. Justified.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
You get to go to the final four.
I know, I don't get anything.
No, the next five. Okay, we'll just re-rack it next week and start a new competition between you and I. But other than that, yeah, interesting.
I didn't think it was going to go that way, though. I thought that was going to be a, wow.
I love it. Thanks for the call. And we're coming up on 8 o'clock at 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Oh, hey, by the way, I am getting pelted social media-wise with all these, like, trippy, I don't want to say chemical, but like nutrition things, like how
creatine.
People are doing creatine.
Pops up. Yeah,
I get these NAD, NDA stuff.
Wait,
like,
what?
Yeah, all these weird like potions and stuff. I want to get to the bottom of this creatine thing because I've never taken it, but I remember in high school, my bodybuilder friends.
Listen, I am so curious about it because it says, they claim that creatine just makes you age better. Like your brain.
Yeah.
You need it for your brain and we don't have enough of it.
But
so,
am I going to trust some 20-year-old with braces?
an influencer on
social about it?
I think we should reach out to our friend Holly.
You got Holly's number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the expert in all of this.
All right, we'll get to that in just a few minutes here on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Holly Gilligan, registered dietitian, URMC Fitness Science.
We were just talking about on the air how all these influencers are touting like all these things to, you know, increase longevity and increase brain power and make you healthy. And then we're like, wait a minute, how much of this is real and how much of this is just, you know, getting views and likes?
Right.
So today we want to ask you, creatine. Tell us about creatine, because influencers are touting that creatine is something you should add for building muscle, boosting energy, brain function, even healthy aging.
Mm.
And I admit, I fell for it.
No.
And I bought some. I did. I fell for it. And my husband's like, what the heck? Are you a 16-year-old boy? Because that's the last time I had creatine when I was trying to build muscle. I'm like, I don't know. It's good for your brain or something, isn't it?
Well.
Is it, Holly?
Yeah.
Excellent questions. First and foremost, it's always good to question once we see something take off like that. Usually, nothing is as magical as it's made to seem once the influencers get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
Creatine is one of the only supplements that I can actually stand behind for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It is the supplement that we have the most amount of research on. Overall, it's safe. It is a compound that we actually make in our bodies, and if we eat meat and fish, we're getting it that way as well.
Oh, okay.
That being said, it does not do anything magical if we don't also have a nice balanced diet and we are training along with it. So it can boost our performance if we're doing anything high intensity. It can boost our muscle mass if we are training along with it. We do need more research in terms of what it can actually do for our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain does use ATP, which is, if we remember from high school biology, ATP is the energy molecule. creatine helps that molecule keep going, and our brain uses that, so it can help with that. But we do not have any solid research on this is going to fix your memory, this is going to prevent any diseases.
Because it's not derived from jellyfish.
Is it bad, though, to, even though they're still looking for more research to solidify if it's good for your brain or not, does it hurt if you do add too much creatine then?
Great question. So far, no, we've not found any downsides to that. And what we actually do have a bit more research on is if you have a terrible night of sleep, that really impacts your cognitive function. Mm. Creatine can help kind of attenuate that impact a little bit.
Okay.
And we're also finding some research that it does help with the impact of concussions. So anybody in a contact sport who's taking creatine on a consistent basis, it's possible that that can help minimize the damage of a concussion.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. Great. And everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
And anything that pops like this, you should always question it and look into it before you jump on what some 20-year-old says
okay.
to do.
So we're going to keep our eye out on these weird, rando trends, and then Holly will be back on the air with us on the show, and she'll tell us if it's real or not.
Thanks so much, Holly.
You're the
Absolutely.
Best.
Absolutely. No problem. Thank you.
All right.
The Buzz.
Okay, it's time for Honesty Box. How you doing? Let's be honest with each other, shall we? In 99 of Us? You want to be honest? No, just,
you know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Maybe
no
people
offense,
say that.
But.
No offense, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, we should have named this the No Offense But.
Oh.
Anyhow, it's Love You For, Fix This, I Need to Know. And actually, when you do give us suggestions, we implement them sometimes immediately. Like the other day, somebody hated Creed and they put it into the Honesty Box.
So we didn't play it that morning.
All morning. Hey, no Creed. No Creed for you.
No Creed for you.
Okay, Aiden's in the studio. Aiden is our intern helping out. You draw from the Honesty Box. First one, Love You For.
Love You For what?
We're gonna start nice.
Go.
I love you.
Oh, wait.
Use
that microphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love you for how down to earth you both are. You treat us, your audience, as people too.
Oh my God. That would be really.
What?
DB. I had to edit myself.
What?
We would be real DBs if we didn't treat people like people.
Yeah, we're not prima donnas.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
If anything, I'm intimidated when people come in because I know that they have, like, real jobs and they're better than us.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So it's like, that's kind of, like, weird.
How many people come in the studio expecting Scott Spisano to be a freaking diva?
Or Sandy Waters to be a raving biatch.
Yeah. But Aiden, when you first started, were you thinking that? Be honest.
Who scared you more, me or Sandy?
Probably Scott.
Why Scott?
He's just got like the...
He's such a goofy guy.
Yeah, but he can... When he's not like laughing, he can get a little bit of that look, that old man
look. That ragey?
I get pissy.
The old man look.
I get a little pissy.
The RBF.
Yeah. I do.
Okay, next one. Fix this.
Yep. Fix what?
Fix this.
What?
Too many commercials during the show.
Okay, tell you what we're going to do. For today only, everybody go to our GoFundMe account and pay us $20 each to listen to us.
Well, no, at 9 o'clock, it's an hour of no commercials.
Yeah,
98 minutes, or more than an hour.
Oh, yeah, hour and a half, 98 minutes.
Yeah, 98 minutes, so
well,
there
you
go. Well,
that's why we're free. Yeah, that's just the best thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to the sales department about that.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah,
next one.
Our mouths fed.
I need to know.
What?
I need to know, if a lion broke into the studio, how would you go about solving that situation?
Okay, who the hell
who goes
that?
First? Who goes first, you or me?
Oh, I thought you meant who goes first as far as fed to the lion. I was like, wait a minute. I would hope I just have to stand in a corner and Scott will fight this lion for me.
It just walked down from the zoo? You're not ready to go up and pet it?
No, Scott is going to defend me.
Here's how I would defend Sandy with a lion. Giddy, 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 giddy. You think I'm going to giddy, giddy, giddy?
You probably would. I could totally see you go, oh, this is so cool. Get my phone. And then you'll talk to the lion about, I don't know, cooking and 3D printing and all that. And then the lion will walk away because it's so bored.
Yeah, I'll bore the crap out of the lion. And there you go, the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. Thank you, Aiden. Okay. Kick off the weekend's on the way. And, if you love our Rochester hot dogs, you're going to hate this.
Uh-oh.
Stand by.
The Buzz.
Hey, it's Spazano Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm going to kick off the weekend in a bit, but I have a bone to pick.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Another bone to pick. You got a lot of bones you want to pick.
Is it about me?
No, it's not about you.
Well, then, yeah, what are we picking?
Well,
it's often about
New York Times just came out with the crowned the best regional hot dog in America. And it comes out of Seattle, Washington. And it's got freaking cream cheese in it.
Cream cheese in a hot dog?
Gross! What are they thinking?
Do we have to try it?
I would try it. Maybe we should do it for First Try Friday someday. But the you'd figure, you know, it'd be out of Chicago or Rochester with these famous Zweigels. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
But this is like the built hot dog. It's not the dog itself. It's what's in it and around it. Listen to this. It's loaded with cream cheese, grilled onions.
Okay.
Love that.
Okay.
Mustard.
Sure.
And
wait, cream cheese and mustard. Okay.
And if you're feeling adventurous, jalapenos.
Oh.
You know celebrity chef Jose Andres?
Yeah.
He's really famous. He does all this stuff. He was there to judge a competition, so he's legit. He called the cream cheese the diplomat of the dog world because it brings all the flavors together.
Hold on a second. Are you serious? Does anyone else do this?
I've never heard of it. Yeah, I'm crunchy hippies in Seattle.
It's so bad for you, though. I hate hot dogs, but I'm willing to try this.
Don't ever judge hot dogs as being good or bad. That's just, it's not even in a category. You can't
be like,
I don't want a hot dog. It's bad.
You can't?
No.
Why?
It's just a freaking hot dog. It's a one-off.
It's
unless you're in the, you know, the hot dog competition, you eat like 90 of them.
You know what it is? It's stuck in my mind that there's like a whole bunch of byproduct in the hot dog.
Yeah, pig lips, eyelids. Yeah. Sure. It's not, Sandra.
Well, listen, I'm just being honest. That's where my head goes. And I don't even like the taste. But if I slap on some cream cheese, maybe.
Then some grilled onions.
Okay, so let's do it next week.
All right. We'll try the Seattle. What's it called? The Seattle dog, it's called. The Seattle dog. We'll try it.
Next week, live audience Thursday.
All right. Deal. More food. Love this. All right, let's do this.
Go. Last station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Kiss me in the mood. High five.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
We got to do it with a bunch of people in the audience.
Yeah.
With us. We all do it together. This is our bonding moment.
You're going to make me cook.
Yes.
How am I going to make like 6-8 hot dogs? Where am I going to grill them? I don't understand.
I don't know. People put them in the microwave.
You do not microwave hot dogs. That's blasphemy.
I've heard people to microwave hot dogs. I may or may not have in the past for the kids when I have to, in a pinch, whatever.
Zweigels, if you're listening, please.
Yes, Zweigels, come on in next Thursday, live audience Thursday. We got to slap some cream cheese on that dog.
All right. It's time. It's going to be a beautiful one, too. Both days this weekend is going to be gorgeous. It is now time to kick
off
the weekend!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spazzano and Sandy. You're the best.